We are back on the Full Press Jets podcast, and I apologize for not putting up an episode on Friday. I had the flu, so I cannot report on what happened. But of course, I believe it's actually Friday night that it happened. Joe Douglas with one of the better moves that he has had. He goes out, he signs Tyron Smith, and the Jet fan base all of a sudden feels re-energized, rejuvenated, because for a while it was a lot of hammering Joe Douglas. It was a lot of, hey, do something, get something done, do something, get something done. But then last week he basically went out and just, well, for the most part, he fixed the offensive line, because going out and getting a guy like Morgan Moses, a guy that the Jets should have never have let gone in the first place, and then you get Simpson, someone on the same line as Morgan Moses, and then, of course, you also bring in Tyron Smith. Like, now there's a debate with the Jet fan base and also Joe Douglas probably himself of what are they going to do at number 10? Now you can justify a lot of things. And honestly, for us as just fans, it kind of gives us another sense of, you know, just like, what are they going to do? Like, what's the idea? Like, do they want to add to the offense? Do they want to add to, like, a wide receiver for Rodgers? Because that's another thing we'll get to in just a second, as the whole Aaron Rodgers thing should be put to bed, though, as RFK announced his vice president. As I mean, I never really bought that in the first place. I always thought that the VP thing for Rodgers, I think it was just for RFK, for people who don't really follow politics. If he throws out Aaron Rodgers, and we know how much Rodgers cares about the political world and his takes and his views and whatever you want to say about that, but he really loves RFK, and RFK wanted his name to be out there in the political world, and people know the name Aaron Rodgers, so they see that, and all of a sudden they're going to his website, they're going to his pages, they're trying to find out more about RFK just by accident. So that's all I thought that was. I thought it was just a guy trying to help out a friend, but then when everything came up with Rodgers, which we'll get into all that in just a second, because I want to make this more of a positive thing, you know? So Tyron Smith being here on the Jets offensive line, like, it gives me a sense of confidence this year. And I think the one thing, too, about the draft is a lot of people have automatically jumped to the Jets are going to try to take a Dunze or something, or try to go out and get a receiver. I know they met with Mike Williams today, so I would not expect Mike Williams' decision to be decided yet, or within the next 5 days or so. He's probably going to take a couple days to think about it, unless the Jets blow him out of the water today and he just cancels all the rest of his meetings. But, you know, he's going to be doing the rounds. So I guess we'll see what Mike Williams decides, because my dream would be if they were still going to take a lineman at 10 and they sign Mike Williams, that would be my dream. And I know you might be thinking to yourself, well, where is he going to play? The line is full. But I think one thing that we learned about last year, and we should know this going into next year, is the fact that the Jets' offensive line combination from week 1 to week 10, it's just not going to be the same. It's just not. The line combination is going to be different, because every single game, it feels like somebody gets hurt. And also, Tyron Smith, as much as I love the signing, he doesn't play every game. He's going to play probably 13, 14 games. I think that we all know that. He's going to have a knee injury or an elbow or a shoulder, and something's going to go wrong. But he'll play a lot, and when he plays, he'll be good. So I love the signing, but we all have to know, too, that he's not going to play every game. And also, with drafting a wide receiver, I'm good with it. You know, you don't have to pay the wide receiver, but you can see the Jets are trying to add a wide receiver. You saw that in Keenan Allen's press conference with the Bears. He said that the Jets are trying to get him, and they opened up negotiations to see if he would go to the Jets. So we know the Jets are actively trying, and I think Mike Williams might be the guy that they wind up going to get. Now, another thing, too, with the Jets is not just the offense, because it's offense, offense, offense lately, but you got to look at with what the Jets are doing on defense, because the Jets are going out, they added a lot of depth pieces on defense. A lot of guys have played on the Niners. A guy like Javon Kinlaw comes to mind, added a couple of depth cornerbacks. So that's good. You know, they needed to add some depth there, and they got Chuck Clark back, because it does sound like that Ashton Davis is going to leave. Now, that's not really a huge loss, but Jordan Whitehead signed with the Buccaneers. I think Bryce Hall also signed with the Buccaneers. So we'll see what the Jets are able to do, just continuing to add to the defense. But there might be this, I don't want to say crazy idea, but just don't rule out the fact that the Jets could take a defensive player
at 10. Because I do think the idea is to get Will McDonald's to eventually be the new Bryce Huff. You know, like they've gone out, they've added some guys, they're trying to create that, or try to fix that hole. So yeah, Will McDonald could be that guy to replace Bryce Huff. It's just like, you really didn't play that much last year. So we're going to see more from Will McDonald because he is a first-round pick. So we knew this when we drafted him. They took him, and we knew it was going to be a, like, not, I'm trying to think of the right word, a project. I don't know why I struggled to think of the word project. It's a very simple word. But I think that Will McDonald is just going to be that project where they're going to continue to have him develop, and he's going to get more snaps. I would not expect him to really be undressed in a lot of games. I think he's going to dress almost every single game this season, barring an injury. So I think that he's going to be the guy to step up. I think they knew last year when they drafted Will McDonald that Bryce Huff was going to leave. I don't think they expected Bryce Huff to have that, like, breakout season that he did. Or they probably knew it was coming, something along those lines. So they were just preparing because you can't pay everybody. As much as it sucks that Bryce Huff doesn't, he's not here, but we all knew that when he wasn't franchise tagged, he was gone. And he was going to leave. He made it clear that he doesn't hate the Jets or doesn't like hate the market. Like, just, New York's not for him. And that's fine. Like, it's just a, you know, it sucks to lose a good player like Bryce Huff. But now that we have Tyron Smith, we do have to talk about the quarterback and whether you want to call him crazy or a weirdo or whatever you want to call Aaron Rodgers. He's our quarterback. And I think that what's going to wind up happening is we're going to be scared every single time he drops back. But there is one thing about Rodgers that I love, and it's motivation. And he is a guy that he will read the articles. He will listen to what you say about him. He says he doesn't care, but he does. He does care. And there's a certain level of care that you want your athletes to have. Like, there's a certain level of care. What I mean by that is there's a certain level of how much you want them to care about the horrible things that are being said about them and, you know, trying to, you know, beat the haters and all of that. Like, there's a little bit of that that you want. Like, I want that. I want Rodgers to want to prove people wrong. Like, that's what he's done his entire career. So I think that this season's going to be a lot about proving people wrong. And the thing is about an Achilles injury is it's, like, I'm not necessarily worried that the Achilles is going to tear again. Like, as weird as it sounds, the Achilles, like, you can't have, like, a bad Achilles. Like, you reattach it, and I'm not, like, a doctor here, obviously. But, you know, it's not like a, like an aching knee injury, you know? Like, that's kind of how I described it with Elijah Vera Tucker. And AVT is, this is kind of one of the things that I'm kind of like positive with him is that his two injuries are a triceps tear, which is I barely see a triceps tear in the NFL, but also then an Achilles injury. So it's not like AVT is dealing with a bad leg or a bad knee, bad hip, you know, it's not one of those things. It's a tricep tear and an Achilles tear. So AVT and Rodgers are linked up in this because we're gonna go as far as these two guys could take us, and obviously adding in Tyron Smith and Morgan Moses is huge. But the biggest thing with the offensive line is they need to just stick AVT at guard and just leave him there. He's a great all-world talent at any position. This is not like a, hey, he's not a good tackle. But the Jets said that they want to put him at a position and leave him. So put him at right guard because you can have Simpson at left guard. Or you can even put Simpson on the right side, but I know Simpson's more of a left guard. So you have those guys there and continue to add depth. Like, that's the one thing that we need. Maybe it's not taking another tackle at 10. Maybe it is taking a receiver. And then you use your money to go out and just get more depth. Because they do have Carter Warren still. But I'd like to go out and I'd like to re-sign Schweitzer. Because Schweitzer played a lot for us this season. But as many guys as the Jets can get on that offensive line, it's not enough. No matter what, they can sign another 10 linemen. I want open lineman competitions all season long, all off season, all into OTAs and training camp. That's what I want the storyline to be. Obviously, the storyline is going to be Aaron Rodgers, but what we would want the storyline to be all about is we want it to be about the offensive line and how they're developing and how it's getting better and how they're learning to glue with Aaron Rodgers. And it's, you know, I think it's going to take a little bit of time for the offensive line to be cohesive. So I would expect them to play a lot in the preseason just because you want to make sure that they're ready to go for week one. And there's no room for error here also because, you know, we know how good the AFC is. But right now it feels like things have calmed down in Jet World. That's the moral of the story. Rodgers is not going to be the VP, which I'm not going to lie. It would be really funny if they're like, Mr. Vice President, we need to talk to you about this war that's happening. He's like, no, I'm sorry. I got to play the Bengals at 4:15. Like, that would be objectively pretty funny. Like, let's think about that. I mean, I could just see the headlines talking about how the government doesn't care, but, you know, the NFL is king. Right? I could just, I mean, we all said that these things can't happen, but I mean, over the last 10 years, I think one thing that we've learned in politics, literally anybody can win if they have the right backing. Like, that's just, I mean, like, we've seen athletes do it before. Like, who knows? Maybe Aaron Rodgers afterwards, he's like a Herschel Walker and he goes out and he tries to run for Senate or run for Congress or something. Like, there are players that have done that. Like, athletes have gone into politics before. You're already a leg in. You're a shoe in. You know, you have a name. People know who you are. And somebody may not like what you have to say. Like, someone might be the strongest Republican in the world, but a guy's a Democrat. But because he hit 285 for his favorite team in 2005, he may vote for him. Like, that's very possible. That's why I love sports. Like, it makes no sense. But for the Jets, it just feels like things have calmed down. Like I said, Rodgers isn't the VP. We have Tyron Smith now. We're getting guys like cornerbacks like Oliver who have come in. We're getting Chuck Clark back. Like, it just feels like, too, that Joe Douglas, he's gotten the memo. He went on, he's fixing the offensive line. He's not done yet. We're having Mike Williams in today. We're going to, you know, wine and dine and try to get him to come here. But it just feels like that it's kind of moving in the right direction. Because the one last thing I want to say about Rodgers is when the whole Sandy Hook thing came out, where he was saying that it was a conspiracy theory, that is a very scary thing to come out and say that somebody said that. First of all, if you're a CNN reporter, right? Like, just put yourself in the shoes of the CNN reporter, right? Like, let's say this. You are at the Kentucky Derby, and you're talking to Aaron Rodgers, and he tells you that he thinks one of the biggest tragedies in American history. It was one of the biggest tragedies in American history. And nobody can deny that. Nobody can deny that. If you are sitting on a story that Aaron Rodgers thinks that it was fake, why would you wait 11 years, 12 years to say anything about it? Why would you? Why would you wait that long? Like, if we're just being honest, like, if I'm a reporter and somebody tells me that they think one of the biggest tragedies in the history of this country is fake, why would I hold on to that? So that's why I thought that it was BS, that report. And I'm going to believe Rodgers on that because also there's multiple clips of him going on ESPN Milwaukee and going on the news and talking about how we need to come together, read the signs, make sure this doesn't happen again. So I just want to say that. That's the last thing I'll say. It's the only thing I'll say on it because it was a ridiculous article to me and it's completely irresponsible to bring something up like that because now not only are you slandering a man, you're slandering Aaron Rodgers, you're making all those people who every day have to live with that. They have to live with the things they saw, the things they heard, the family members of the people that were lost. They have to live with that. And then you're just bringing it up so that people are talking about it in the mainstream media again. That is extremely irresponsible. And I'm not here to pontificate or tell you that, you know, I'm greater than this, but I think we could all say as a collective society that that is one of the worst things you could do is just bring up tragedy and horror because you don't like a guy. And I get it. People don't like Aaron Rodgers. You don't have to like him as a person, but all I care about is that he shows up for training camp at OTAs and he's ready to go. So hopefully the Jets are able to put all this story stuff behind him and get all out of this nonsense out of the way now because the last 2 weeks with Rodgers has just been crazy and it's not even like his fault. Like he hasn't even done anything. Like he didn't come out and say that about Sandy Hook. He didn't come out and put his name in the ring for vice president. Like, RFK did that. That was RFK. So it wasn't like Aaron Rodgers is like, you know what? I think I want to run for vice president. Like, that didn't happen. So we'll be back on Friday. Hopefully we get Mike Williams in that time. If something else huge happens, we'll jump back on here in the middle of the week. Like, we're not set to Friday, but I won't have the flu on Friday. So we'll be back Friday here on the Full Press Jets podcast.